This podcast will hopefully contain words or statements of obscene, pornographic, or immoral character. You have been warned.
In the car, heading to Craven Moorhead practice.
Oh, shit. We should have started with...
Okay.
We are live from 695, but now we're on 70. So.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Fail. Nice shot, Fred. 695 is way too frustrating to record on there, so we're going to go with on 70.
Yeah. 70 and no, doesn't work.
No, good job. So, yeah. This is On the Road with Kurt and Fred as we travel once again. Craven Moorhead's practice, because as it has been announced, finally, Bomb Threat will be doing a reunion show at Savage Mountain Festival in August, early August. Don't hold me to a date. I believe it's the 10th.
That sounds about right.
And so that means that the Craven Moorhead's going to be able to do some shows too. So today, as we drive, and not use turn signals so you don't have to hear us, or I don't have to do any extra work to cut this shit out. And I feel that it's important that you get content every week, not when we feel like it.
Yeah, whether we feel like it or not, you get content.
And I have to say, whoever posted our fucking podcast in the Dale Clover fucking best podcast about Dale, which I don't think they listened to him because I don't know how deep we went. Thank you, because we have not had that many listens since, I can't even tell you when. I think it's like when we were talking about throwing Slapshot records. That one got really popular. Nice. I know. People like to hear us. It's weird that people like to hear people shit talk other things. That's usually when we get good feedback or good listens. It was nothing but praise for Dale, so... But whoever did that, thank you. And if you're listening from that, I don't know why you're still here, but we appreciate it. So, Fred, whilst we are driving, I wanted to ask you about the Smoke Emporium show, or...
The Grim Reefer Fest?
The Grim Reefer Fest.
Baltimore's finest?
Hells yes.
Partake. I did not, but that I have absolutely no judgment whatsoever. In my past, I had partaken quite a bit.
So do you think you've just ruined the street cred for Bleak Shore because you just said you're a non-partaker?
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Our one guitarist is completely straight edge, so I don't think it really matters. We do have a lot of followers that partake, and we love them. I don't know that we have a demographic that is set, so we try to hit that. Travis is going for the beach doom. You know, Bleak Shore, so you kind of got to get that Ron John, Jimmy Z feel going.
Nice. Jimmy Z, you're not fucking aging yourself at all.
Nope.
That is awesome. So, how did the show go, Fred? How did it go? Did you rock it out?
We rocked it out. It was phenomenal.
Did you, in honor of the Moorheads, pull your wang out at any time?
You know, I did not. And now that you mention it, I should have rocked out with my cock out.
And nobody'd see it anyway, but it might injure it if you hit your... I don't know if I'd want my wang rubbing against the back of my bass all the time.
You know, yeah, that would... I get kind of vigorous with my bass playing.
Well, maybe you would have liked it too much.
Well, yeah, I don't know. There would have been some bruising, I think. little guy would have taken a beating, and not in a good way.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was fun. We we had 25 minutes to play, and our set is about 30 minutes, so we had to, like, speed it up a little bit, and there was, like, absolutely no talking between songs. Typically, Gerard will, like, say a couple things in between, because he can be a talkative guy when he wants to be.
Hey, guess what, everybody? We're passing a motorcycle.
You like that wine? I hope you catch it.
Oh, and here comes the Harley guy.
And the Harley.
With his Avenged Sevenfold jacket on.
How often do you have a Harley guy and a little crotch rocket riding together?
It's a brotherhood.
Yeah, here at Great Moorheads, we believe everybody should live together.
Yes, one harmonious Harley guy and crotch rocket.
Podcast. I don't know why I was thinking.
It's all right. All right, so back to the show.
And it was true. So we started off the show. So we had a 25 minutes to play, 30 minutes of material. By the end of it, we were, like, playing super, like, triple speed, I think. It was pretty crazy.
So, as a person who likes to ask questions, and that's kind of my job as the host, is to ask these questions. Hey, Bridge, couldn't you have just cut a song?
You know?
So, I'm just saying that because if you're speeding it up for the Doomfest, it seems like you're going the wrong direction.
You are 100% correct. Although we didn't play, there were some bands that played faster material, so that, not like, you know, speed metal or anything. But it was mentioned once or twice, and we were all like, nah, fuck it. We'll just not say anything, and we didn't speed it up on purpose. I think it was that show mode thing where suddenly you're in the heat of the moment, you're like, to start playing faster and faster.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a purposeful thing. We were fully planning on being, you know, fuck it, we're gonna, like, if we push the 25 minutes, we'll push the 25 minutes. And we came in under time.
That is so awesome.
I think we also, one of the more jammy solo things, I think we cut slightly short. And I think that was a last minute conscious thing to help with time.
Nice.
What, you know, totally a head nod, let's go into the next part type move.
You guys are that tight.
Yes. Yeah, we have 5 songs that we play consistently and in the same exact order, so spoiler alert, we are working on new material. We got some things in the hopper, but like, we got really tight with those 5 songs, so it was just like, we're going to play them. We have another show coming up next weekend. We're going to do the same thing.
What the fuck?
I know. This is the first band I've been in that has, like, right off the bat, has had connections. So people wanted us to play right away. And it's not me at all, because I have been pretty much out of the scene for the last 20 years. So it's totally all on Travis and Aaron and probably Jason. Well, actually, all 4 of them. Gerard, too, because Gerard works at Auto Bar, so, like, constantly, and he's been in other bands that have played bigger shows, and all 4 of them, like, have had these great connections, so it's like, little Fred comes in there, and it's like, okay, I'll ride your coattails.
So,
yeah, I'm awesome, too. Look at me.
So, what you're saying is, it's better not to be a complete antisocial like us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dreadful.
Another spoiler, I pretty much stood in the same spot the rest of the show and didn't talk to too many people unless they came up to me. And so, somewhat antisocial still.
There, Wallflowers Unite.
Yeah.
I think that should be a new Craven Moorhead song.
And it's not because we don't like you. It's, we have
social anxiety
issues.
Oh my lord. Yeah, it's Drek. So let's go through the lineup.
So, oh shoot. Luckily I took a picture of it because I don't know I'll remember. So we played first. We started the show off. So pretty much we played to the first, say, 4 bands who actually showed up on time to unload, to load up their stuff. And maybe about 20 or 30 other people who actually showed up early. Next up was, let me go to my picture of the bands.
You suck. Not that I would remember, but it's not my job to remember.
Next, yeah,
well, you didn't know you were going to be put on the spot for this either, so.
I didn't, and I'm very lucky I took a picture of this. I mostly took a picture of it for myself last night so I knew who was playing.
Okay, wait a minute, time out. It's a faux A-team van, and it looks fucking badass.
Oh my god, that
holy
is
shit, and a dude has a big old fucking cowboy hat. He's letting the good times roll. Dude. This is fucking magical. You guys are getting potty cast gold right now.
We need to get them for our tour bus.
Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
Rolling up in that thing.
Oh yeah, and if anybody needs a band to play on the weekend of August 16th/17th, maybe in the Hagerstown/Frostburg area, I know a band that's looking, and I can actually bring three more. So, you have a show and you want to set up and you need to fill it out with shitty bands.
Shitty bands that will surprise you. You'll think they're super shitty and they're only a little bit shitty.
Yes, as the podcast has quoted millions of times at the very end. I think much better than I thought.
That's better than I thought it was.
There you go.
Alright, so anyway, going back to the lineup. Band out of Frederick, Maryland, called Mead Coffin. And yes, the graphic for that is a coffin-shaped box with a little bit of weed hanging out of the open coffin. So it's spelled coffin as in coffin.
Dude, that's even fucking funnier. I was so into the visual of a coffin, and then you said that. That's very funny. Yeah, I appreciate that more now.
Yeah, so.
We're heading to that way right now.
So they had roots in like Southern rock roots. So they started off with a
Leonard Skinner
cover, Nugent. Nugent riff, and ended with a Nugent riff. They didn't not going to get into the politics of Nugent, but they were clear that they or at least when we talked to them after, they're like, we're not like into his politics or anything, but you can't diss the riffs.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm okay with that. I understand.
They're good. Sorry about the pauses there. I'm trying to remember everything.
Would you like me to sidetrack you some more?
Go for it. Ask questions.
How do you feel about riding the car that I had to get washed because there was so much shit on it? And I don't think it's all bird shit. I think it's like my tree producing stuff.
What do you think, your cats or your kids come out shit on it?
but it was quite evident that there were big piles of shit on the window. But like the car was covered in stuff, but I don't think it was actual poo.
We already have a bunch of
dead bugs.
Dead bugs on
it. Fuck you, Fred.
So it looked. These cars are nice, by the way. I think Curtis and his better half, the Demi,
upgraded our rides.
Upgraded their rides, and I'm super jealous. Just because our car is, well, it's got a new engine now anyway, so.
Yeah. Fuck you, Hyundai.
Yeah. Thank you. I didn't have to say it.
I said
it. At Hyundai, fuck you.
Yeah, well, I'll do a fuck you Ford, too.
I mean, we didn't pay for the engine, so they did that. But I still think they were, you know, rolling the dice to see if the engine lasted literally another month, and then it would be out of warranty.
How would that surprise you?
Anywho.
All right. So back to
Weed Coffin. They were awesome. They had a little bit of you could tell that there was probably at least certain members of the band had some hardcore upbringing, which was cool. This is what happens when hardcore guys get old, is they start slowing things down, play doom metal, right? Me included, right?
That is awesome.
They're out Frederick. We think we're going to set some shows up with them, which would be cool. Maybe they'd want to have some shows with the bands you were asking about.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
The next in the lineup was Faux Hammer. They are, I believe, out of Baltimore, Baltimore general area.
Faux Hammer.
Faux Hammer, which is a reference to Lord of the Rings. One of the two weapons that they find, actually it's the more specifically to the Hobbit.
Oh, okay.
When the Hobbit joins the party and they stop at the and get stopped by the trolls. And
right.
They turn the trolls to stone, and then they find a cave. In the cave, they find this hoard of weapons and shit that the trolls have stolen. There's two swords, and one is a Glamdring, and I think the other one is nicknamed the Faux Hammer or something like that.
Oh, faux, as in F-O-E. F-A-U-X.
Yes.
So, there we go. Excellent. That is Curtis once again not paying attention. I'm like, what the fuck does Faux Hammer? It's a sword. Why would it... What, do you use it to fucking hang doors and shit with on the weekend? Like, what the fuck? All right, so I'm on with you.
Yes.
And I don't remember that, and I just went through the fucking Hobbit 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But
so you gotta be an extra nerd to...
pay attention to shit like that.
But they were super slow and heavy. Three songs in their 25 minutes. Which, from what I understand, those are some of their shorter songs, too. So it could have been a 2 or 1 minute.
Oh, my God.
Pretty awesome. Which, shout out to them. They, I think it used to be a 2-piece from what I was hearing. And if anybody out there knows better, you can correct me. The guitarist who used to run his guitar through both a guitar head and a bass head and capped it to really beef out the system.
Oh, that is fucking cool.
So it just drums in and this mega system. Now it's a 3-piece and he actually has a bass player, probably get a little bit more dynamic.
Yeah, you know, could understand that.
And had part ways with the drummer and has a new drummer. So it was pretty much a new drummer and bass player that I think had only been playing with him for like a month or so. Maybe a couple months. So it was pretty much a new lineup, but brought it. They were good and heavy and tight.
Sweet.
Then came the band, and this is when we start getting into bands that, like, me personally, even like Weed Coffin and any names of bands that reference drugs. I'm like, oh, it's probably a hippie band. These are all like,
awesome.
Yeah. And so right off the bat, I don't typically listen to them, but this has changed my mind. I'm going to give all bands a chance at this point. Yes, they're probably still drug references, but these are really doom metal bands. So they're slow and heavy and have some like cool metal riffs and shit that go with them. This one was High Leaf. They were, I'm not going to remember to give exact, rundowns of everything, but they were pretty cool. Great metal lines, great metal guitar lines on them as well. Blah 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 blah.
Wow,
I'm just going to skip
deep.
A little faster
that
because
was
I can't remember everything about.
Well,
this is a very long day.
Well, if you'd have smoked some weed, maybe you would. That's what I'm saying.
It's true.
Maybe you would have slowed down time a little bit.
And I don't want to have start asking me questions because I don't want to have.
A Fred dominated podcast while I was listening because it's quite fantastic.
Yeah. I hate talking too. So
oh, well, that's really awesome. We're killing it.
High Leaf, what else did they. I feel like there was something else about them that I
don't know. Keep putting your hand out. Were you trying to grab their balls?
Oh, it's the Blake Metal hand.
Oh, the Blake Metal hand.
Yeah, his metal claw.
Yes.
All right, so High Leaf did not sound as stoner as I thought they would with a name like High Leaf. Let's put it that way. Oh, they were out of Philly.
Right.
That's the other thing I was trying to remember. But they were pretty awesome. So while I was standing there listening to a random dude standing next to me, was like, hey, where are they out of? I was like, I don't know. They're like, oh, but we can figure that out via the internet.
That is amazing how that works.
So I Googled it while watching them. I know that's crazy. All you young people.
I remember, that's like my whole Swizz thing. We saw them. I had no idea who they were for like 2 months.
Oh, man.
It was like blown away, but there was just like...
You couldn't look that shit up because it wasn't in Encyclopedia Britannica, was it?
No, nor like, and I didn't get the fucking DC City paper. And I honestly, I don't think that they even listed who was opening for Dag Nasty. Like, it was like random out of the blue. And finally, it's like, oh, they were Swizz. I'm like, oh...
Tell me more.
I love them. Okay, so on to the next.
On to the next is Leather Lung. Leather Lung,
I can't remember where they were at. You're a lot better than I am because I would have found fault with you're being very nice, too.
Oh.
I would have been like, yeah, they weren't my bag. You know, too many strings on their guitars.
Well, I will say that most of the bass players after us had 5 strings. So it's like, what do you do with the 5th string? This is really heavy shit. You don't go up that high.
Yeah, I'm looking to you. Why do you need it? Or does it just look fancy? I always, you know, like I always thought the fretless bass looked cool, but then it's like,
how do you do that?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I have a hard enough time hitting the right note with the fret. Good luck without.
Okay, so Leather Lung.
Leather Lung, they were very animated. I was standing next to Travis while we were watching them. He was like, God, this guy, he reminds me of Axl Rose. I'm just waiting for him to do the snake dance. And literally, seconds later, the dude's like snake dancing.
Yeah. We know who his heroes were.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of jumps and kicks in the air. But you know, I love watching bands like that because it is something to watch rather than just standing. And most of the bands, didn't just stand there. Yeah, certain members may have, and you know, that's your thing. But I like to watch a show.
I agree.
And if I'm going to pay, I want to see some action along with the awesome music.
I think that because I am not a musician.
Well, you are.
Well, but I need the performance.
Right.
I am not turned on by, and I like it when everybody sounds good. That's all well and good, but like I need a performance.
Yeah.
Like that's part of it because I can go home and listen to I want to say total admiration of their abilities and skills. But when I go see them, if they're just standing there, what are you getting out of it except for the fact you think that they've done it because fuck everybody use backtracks now. They don't have to do it. I mean, not at our level, but like bands.
Right.
Like, you know, people have access to that shit. They leave the fucking studios with them now.
Right.
Like, so they have all the stems and they can slide on stuff in. So all I'm saying is the performance to me is just as important as the music.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that I've said that and interrupted your flow of your story.
No, but building on that, what I got out of that is you want to turn Curtis on. So we now have a new scale. It's called the bonometer. How much of a boner Curtis pops while watching you play.
There you go. That's it. That's it. And it's, I mean, you know, it goes back to that whole adolescence thing.
Yeah.
It was like the band was so awesome, and they didn't make up for the fact that he had no energy whatsoever.
Yeah, he was such a black hole.
Yeah,
and all their energy kept getting sucked
in. And they were so good, and he was just, sorry guys. suck the energy out of the fucking room. Like, to me, I think they might have sounded the best out of everybody.
Yeah.
But his performance was so lackluster. When I bitched about Keith Morris in the COVID shows, dude, Keith Morris was all over compared to Tony Adolescent. That's what I have to say. All right, so I'm done bitching.
He's done bitching.
All right, on to the next.
Bitch mode off. All right, that was Leather Lung. They were pretty fun to watch.
There you go.
And a slower Axl Rose. Were they the ones that one of the songs we were like, oh, that sounds exactly
holy
like
shit, dude.
That is an old jalopy right there. sorry. like older guy with Steve Tyler,
Joe Perry?
No, the band that Steve Tyler was in.
Aerosmith?
Aerosmith, Jesus Christ. Don't do drugs, kids. Which, again, I haven't done in a very long time, but you burn them out and then you can't remember shit. So it sounded like an Aerosmith song, like an older, when Aerosmith could have been cool.
Yeah, oh, dude, the sound of the Twins in the Attic shit's awesome.
Yeah,
that's totally fucking badass stuff there.
So the next band.
Welcome to Frederick, my friends.
Waving to Weed Coffin since
Weed Coffin.
They're out here somewhere.
Howdy, guys.
The next band, I got really hungry. It was, you know, about 7:30, 7:45 at this point. So I decided to go out to the food truck that was outside. So quick shout out to Golden Grills. Fucking awesome food. Food truck food is usually
phenomenal.
As scary as it sounds,
I think you have to be.
It's just incredible. But they really did some great business, because, you know, a whole bunch of people going outside to get stoned, and then a food truck. You can't go wrong. That place was killing it.
Nice.
But and real quick, while I was standing in line, I was talking to the singer guitar player for Weed Coffin at the moment. He was super stoned.
Nice.
And while I was talking to him, the guy behind me literally passed out. Like, passed out, face smacked in, like, bloodied his nose, was out.
That is awesome.
Like, wow. I don't know what he did, but oof. Some of it may have been, again, it was getting later, and may have been a blood sugar drop along with some drugs.
All right, sorry, guys. Had to use the blinker. Glad you did, Captain Florida.
Yikes. So anyway, while I was standing in line, because it took a while, because so many people were getting food at that moment, was Left Lane Cruiser, and I did, after placing my order, I went in and watched them. It was another two-piece. They had moved the drums up, which was a cool thing to do.
Kind of like Night Ranger?
Yeah, so the drums are kind of sideways.
Yep.
On the stage, and the guitar was sitting down next to him, and so they were both kind of on the same level, and it was more of a bluesy, but using the slide guitar type.
Yep.
Yeah, and they were fucking awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so suddenly we start getting to the point where the sound of the bands suddenly got to the next level. So no offense to all the prior bands, but there's a reason that bands get better as the night goes on, right? They've been around longer, they've got a sound that is fucking unique and like honed. So, and we're only halfway through the lineup now.
Oh, Jesus.
And this is the first band that doesn't sound like a doom band. They're more of like a faster
Pussycat?
Faster Pussycat band. No,
okay, well, I gotta ask.
God, what was that? There was a band.
Liberace.
There was a band called Chickasaw Mud Puppies way back in the day. I don't know if they, I seriously doubt they still play, but they were, that was actually a, like a guitar player and a dude on a rocking chair who would thump
with
his
the
foot.
Yes.
With the kickboard, yeah.
Yeah.
And like the washboard on the one part of the Rocking Chair, they were fucking awesome. That kind of reminded me of them, even though it was an actual drum kit, but it was the same type of style of like Appalachian bluegrass.
Yeah, we tried to do that. We practiced twice.
They were...
Didn't happen.
Yeah, so I was glad I was able to come in and see them from the way the door is. You're kind of right next to the stage looking up, so I couldn't really see the guitar player very well, but I could hear them. They were awesome. Next up is Haze Mage, which the guy who put on the festival was the bass player for Haze Mage. So I'm thinking that one of the reasons they got this slot was mostly because they put on the festival. Not saying that they were bad, it's just I think that Left Lane Cruiser was probably a tough act to follow.
Oh, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, so they were good, but I think they would have been better lower down on the like, between... somewhere between High Leaf and Leather Lung, maybe. Just because they didn't have the stage presence that the Leather Lung and Left Lane Cruiser had.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I still want to set up the vaginal cup. I think it's... I don't know if I want to do it at... what's his name's? At the... who's our guy?
Oh, Shamrock.
At the Shamrock, because... I want us to be able to do at least 18 and over.
Right.
And he was definitely freaked out when we were doing...
Yeah, anyone under 21, they were suddenly our kid.
yeah, we adopted a lot of kids that night.
Yeah.
So, I'm still thinking about the vaginal cup and how important it is to Harford County or Baltimore County or Baltimore City and the youth of today. So...
Right.
Trying to work that out in my head.
I think it's very important to have venues that people under 18 even can come to.
Yes.
You know? You don't need to drink to have a good time.
That's not really true, but you keep lying to yourself. Anyway,
Haze Mage, they were good. Next up is Black Lung. So, second lung related.
I like these names.
And you'd think that Black Lung would be from where? Where? What part of the U.S.?
Oh, I thought you were going to say what part of your body. I was like, well, fucking your chest, right? Yeah. Where the fuck else would it be from?
Where would you get Black Lung? No, which part of the country?
I would say it would be in, like, West Virginia.
Bingo. That's okay. Exactly. No, it's, I believe, a Baltimore-based band.
Oh.
Baltimore-based band, which I hadn't heard of, but again, I live under a rock.
Moorbridge.
So Leather Lung were pretty awesome. They were super heavy. The singer...
No, we're at Black Lung now.
Oh, shit. I meant to say Black Lung.
Okay.
Edit that. Black Lung.
No, there's no Black editing Lung. On this one.
The dude was super tall, big black beard. And his voice was higher than I expected. But not like super high. It was just like, oh, I was expecting. It was more of like, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't
remember. That sounds very convincing.
I had earplugs in.
It sounded like fucking Beaker. Nice. Nice. He's got that going for him.
Yeah, got that going for him. But apparently they like play Europe and like sell out shows in Europe.
Not that
but Europe. Here in the States, everybody's like, no one listens to doom in the States. It's probably because like metal is like huge in like the Netherlands, probably, you know.
Maybe Germany, like David Hasselhoff.
Oh yeah.
Where were they from? They were from Baltimore.
I believe they were from Baltimore area. Next is, and you'll like this one. Telekinetic Yeti.
Love it.
Another two-piece. A lot of...
This is where I think that I am wrong in my thought process.
Mm-hmm. And that thought process being?
That we need a full band to continue to play.
I agree.
I am a very mixed emotions of it. The comedians play with down missing either guitar. Well, the guitar players can be whoever.
Yeah.
But they play out without a bass player all the time. And I just don't know.
Wait a minute. I don't know how. Bass player. What are you saying?
Well, that's the chlamydia. So it's not us.
I know.
So I don't know how. It's weird. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
But go ahead. But Jonathan, the one-man punk rock band, does the whole fucking thing.
You're
unhinged.
Right. And our problem is the drums. Like, you kind of have to have a rhythm. So if one of us could learn drums, I think we'd be better off.
Well, we have Matt. Matt actually lives here. It's the guitar that makes it an issue.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. I thought you were just talking about a band in general.
Or, well, that we could just write. We could just write drums. We have Easy Drummer. We have all this crazy shit. I have so many fucking digipacks that we can make that work. Anyway.
AI won't replace your job unless you're the drummer.
Exactly. Play this. Mpa.
But they were pretty awesome. They had a lot of phaser and noise, beep boop noises coming out of the guitar, and drums. So it's guitar and drums again. It's you just got to find that right tone that fills
on your
in,
beep boop.
On the beep boops. That fills in for what's missing on the bass and the extra guitars and stuff. So it's, you got to find that happy medium that isn't silly, but is properly heavy. But Telekinetic Yeti,
love the name.
And again, we're getting like Black Lung's great, Telekinetic Yeti, slightly better, and then finishing off the evening with Weed Eater, which I don't know if anybody else, if you've listened to Weed Eater, or I didn't know much about them myself. They were fucking incredible. I mean, the guy who sings and plays bass, it's a very bass-heavy band. Like, there's the guitar, but to me, it seems like the bass is really primary with the drum, bass, and the drums. The rhythm is very important.
And the guitar player just shows up.
And the guitar player, the bassist and the drummer were these old guys. Like, they looked like they were in their 60s. They may have been our age and just hard living. I don't know. When I was out getting food, the bass player went up to order after me. And his voice literally sounded like broken gravel dragging around in an old leather sack or something. And I was just
that is awesome.
It was really awesome.
It's not like the one podcast I listen to when he does the podcast by himself. He has his... But when he has a guest on, it's like, ah, bah, bah, bah.
No, I think that his voice is just wrecked.
Nice.
So it's kind of the deep, screamy lyrics, which probably does not help his voice at all. and I'm sure they were in other bands. I don't know. I think Weed Eater's been around for
a while.
They've
been around for a while.
But I don't know if it was always their primary band. I'm wondering if this was kind of like their secondary band and it's been taking off.
Gene, you will be responsible for the write-in answers to these questions.
Yeah, please.
Because
I'm not doing this research, even with the internet.
Yeah, it's not like you weren't in a car for fucking 45 minutes where you could have looked up and had all this information ready to go.
I was busy staring at the lineup because I couldn't remember. And no, I can't go off that screen to go to something else. Come on.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
But yeah, super heavy and like the riffs. Oh, the riffs.
All right, gas it up the hill. Woohoo! Hear that? That's fucking Volkswagen power there, boy.
And his ability to like jump around and like move his bass while he's playing. These are goals that I aspire to.
Nice.
He may have been like me, and you move the bass and you play the wrong note, and who the fuck cares? Because it's super deep and heavy, who knows if you're playing the right thing or not? It's such a low note. You can't tell.
It's just a half step one way or the other.
It was one hell of a good show. They played for probably about an hour and a half of this. Old guy jumping around. The guitar player was much, I would say, probably in his 40s, if I were to guess. So a bit younger than the other two. The drummer, he was a machine, but he looked like he was going to pass out pretty much at any moment.
That is awesome.
That was the full lineup, full show. Hell of a, not at all what I was expecting. I was expecting, and I guess back in the day, that would have been before smoking wasn't allowed in bars anymore. That would have been a hot box. And especially now that weed is legal, I would have been catching a secondhand buzz for...
But you weren't.
The 12 hours I was there. But I wasn't. I went home and I didn't smell like smoke and it was awesome.
God. Yeah, for you. That is one of the greatest things that's ever happened. Is the fucking no smoking at the shows.
Yeah. I seriously thought of taking up smoking multiple times just so that I only had myself to blame. So that, you know, when I got home smelling like smoke, I'd be like, oh, I smell like I normally do because I smoke. But no, I couldn't do it.
Coming home from the 9:30, I think, was the worst always.
Yeah.
It was so fucking bad and just stank upon stank. Yeah.
The old 9:30?
Yes.
The not the place pretty much just stank.
Yeah. Oh, look. I believe it's the Old South Mountain Inn.
Ooh. Washington Monument. You take it right there.
We just watched a really bad documentary produced by Antietam Cable.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jeremy, for that trash. But yeah, I watched the whole fucking thing.
You couldn't help yourself.
Oh my god, it was so bad.
Highlights of this
highlights of the show?
Of the show, yes. Documentary.
Oh, highlights of that? Oh, the acting by far. It was horrendous. Almost as bad as this woman's a fucking outfit. But besides that.
So this was a documentary?
It was a documentary about the ghost of Washington County.
And there was acting.
Yeah, because they had, you know, back in the day, you
thought you reenact.
Had,
okay.
Yeah, they had reenactors, and it was really fucking bad. Okay. I got to tell you, the highlights, okay, are the hair and the facial hair of some of the interviewers / interviewees.
Do they resemble, like, me? This type of facial hair?
No, like Abba Porn Stash or the fucking perfect hair helmet mullet. You know, not mullet in like it's wispy in the back, like full body kind of mullet, butt cut, you know, it just, so that's the highlights.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Washington County. There's not that much crazy shit. It was fucking funny, though, I gotta tell you. Definitely thank you, Jeremy, for that.
It wasn't supposed to be funny, but it ended up being funny.
Yeah, I have no idea why that was what we watched last Sunday night, and it was magic.
And the horns of the hot rod.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear him catch up to us here in about 3 seconds.
Yeah. So highlights from the other show, the show I went to, definitely Weed Eater.
I was going to say, Weed Eater sounds like a winner.
Weed Eater, the checkout was that Left Lane Cruiser. They were, they're definitely worth the checkout. Most of the bands, I'd say check out. Some of them, you know, if you see them on a bill, check them out, including us. We don't have anything recorded yet anyway, so I'm not going to. But we still have some growing to do is what I get out of it.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
We're a new band. That was literally our third show, and we played with some fucking killer bands. It blows my mind still that I was on the same bill with some of these people.
That is awesome. Well, that's always a good thing.
Not that they saw us. You know, it's funny. It's funny when you show up and you're like, oh, sweet, we're the first band. all these later bands that are awesome, they're going to see us and want us to tour with them. No, they don't show up.
No.
Even if they did show up, they'd be in the green room because they see bands literally every night.
Every night, and they all sound fairly similar to what you just did.
Yep.
No offense to anybody. I mean, exactly. it's just the way of the world.
Yeah. Yeah. That is one thing from sticking it out the full, whatever, 12 hours that I was there, or actually it was more like 14 hours because I showed up at 11.
When you were supposed to sign in.
I did leave for about a half an hour to have lunch with Kate, which was awesome. Thank you, Kate. And then came back. Blues riffs. If you're going to play Doom, 90% of it is just blues riffs.
I don't want to turn my turn signal on people, but you might get it.
Other highlights were the guy passing out.
All right. Time out. What the fuck?
It's quite a string of...
Yeah, where the fuck do all these people come from?
Yeah. We still have 10 minutes to make it to Matt's house. We will be on time.
We will. I guess we're not going to stop and get food. I think we can stop and get food and he can just suck it.
Maybe the turn signal can be our drum machine.
Oh, maybe. So, if you're an eligible guitar player and live in Washington County or Baltimore or Hartford, and would like to play second guitar for Craven Moorheads, let us know.
Yeah.
We did some recruiting. It was a fail.
Very, very light recruiting. Like, yeah. You ask one person.
Yeah, just fuck off, Fred. Okay. Well, I'm starting. So what are your thoughts on this? I had people in mind that I would love to have asked.
Okay.
But there's a total age gap between...
The people you're thinking of.
The people I was thinking of and us.
Right.
The Craven Moorheads are probably all within 5 years of each other, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is it weird? I just watched one of the bands that Chlamydia used to play with all the time. They were a bunch of older dudes, but they had a young guitar player, but they just added a young drummer.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe I need to get the fuck over myself. You know, because I would defend that shit if you started dating a person that was like 25. I would be like, Fred, if Fred could get that piece of ass, he should go for it.
He should bring... Well, Fred's not going to be doing that anymore.
I know. I was just kidding.
I have to say that.
You know?
But, yeah.
Like my girlfriend's super young.
Hey. She looks young to me. I'd buy it.
So, you know, do we get off our high horse and say, hey... Youngins, could you be a Moorhead?
Could you be a Moorhead? Would you be comfortable calling yourself
a Moorhead? That there, my friend, is the question. Because I'm not.
Yeah, I know. Going along with that same thing where I was like, I kind of shied away from weed and drug-related band names, I'd probably shy away from a band named Craven Moorheads. Just because it's like, oh, those guys are probably creeps.
Well, there's a couple of them, yeah. But hey. All right. Well, I think that fucking sums it up.
Yeah. Oh, the one last thing.
Now you're trying to fucking extend my podcast. Go ahead.
It was pretty much a sausage fest for the most part.
Yes.
Sausage fest being...
Well, that's not cool.
99% dudes. But there was this one pocket of women that... They probably were sticking together because it's safer. One of them,
yes.
A guy came up to me and he's like, that girl that's behind me, and he's pointing at his chest right there, is the hottest chick in this place.
Nice.
And
all right.
And she was wearing like this one-piece black thing that, you know, how tights sometimes have the see-through-y side.
Yeah.
That see-through side went pretty much all the way up.
Nice.
And it was hard not to stare, but I think
yep.
She new, obviously, you don't put something on like that and not expect people to look.
Yeah.
And you could kind of see that she was looking out the corner of her eye to see who was checking her out.
Oh, she was on a fucking sausage tour.
I think so. And if she was interested in sausage, she couldn't walk 2 feet without getting poked.
All right, on that note, we're ordering our lunch. So all right. We'll talk to you guys later. Awesome. Adios, motherfuckers.
Adios.
This podcast was brought to you by Potty Mouth Records. Contact us at pottymouthrecords@gmail.com and find us on the web at pottymouthrecords.rocks. That's .rocks.
That was way better than I thought.
POTTYCAST. Ba-da!